is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 5th of February. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
I do have to warn you, a bit of a sugar rush.
A what?
A bit of a sugar rush.
Why, what have you been doing?
Well, on the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff.
Live. Yeah, you turned up today to do another one, didn't you?
Yeah. I do roll in now and then.
Yep.
Live every first Tuesday of the month, 11 to 12 GMT. Two great chefs and, of course, all that food, Paul Andrews. And then you were on one of your diets.
I am, so I couldn't eat. Yeah, you do that to me deliberately. You invite me to co-host the Scoff and Quaff Show and then you bring food and drink, neither of which I can consume. And then you waft it all around my face.
Well, that's what you say to Amanda anyway.
Yeah.
You don't consume any.
Yeah.
You know, we know sometimes the odd bit slips in, doesn't it?
I'm not sure about that.
Little morsel.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
But you are trying to keep your snake hips. And
I am.
Talking of snake hips, guests in the studio.
We have some guests in the studio.
Yeah. Two lots of snake hips.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us who they are?
I will, actually. Mm. The lovely Christopher Pollard, who I haven't seen since he minced into my front garden once in Tenterden.
He did
no,
what?
Where do I live? Tackerton.
You don't even know where you live, do you?
It's not even beginning with tea.
Yeah.
Hormonal.
Was it your front garden or my front garden?
Could have been.
Yeah. Or my back passage. You know, you normally do that one.
Yeah. Well, I've started calling it side passage.
Side passage.
A little bit more tasteful.
Yeah, right, okay.
No, but your front garden's far too big.
Yeah.
He could never have made it up that drive, you know, right. Not in the time he had, because he was in a rush. He'd been to Herne Bay or something.
Had he?
Yeah.
I'm there. Well, I'm remembering it, actually. Anyway, good afternoon, Jules.
Good afternoon,
Paul. Pleasure to be back. Good to have the old team back together.
Yeah, good to see you, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's not much that's changed apart from the fact that we've now all got our bus passes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But we sat on my swing scene. We had a little chin wag, as I remember, and we talked about cars and
yes, we did. Yeah, you're right. It was about 3 years ago.
It was, and you were very knowledgeable on cars, I found.
Mm. That's very kind of you.
Which one to get. And,
that's right. I remember the discussion we had now. Well, I do like cars.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed them ever since I was a teenager.
Well, not long ago then.
No, a few decades, but we won't go there.
He's into buses now, though.
and flanking Christopher Pollard, we have the lovely Joshua Robson of Ibiza Fitness Foods.
Mm. Good afternoon.
Good to see you, Josh.
Yeah, he's getting to like it here, have you noticed?
Yeah, he's been a couple of times. Yeah, certainly.
But we only invite him because he brings his balls in.
Absolutely, yeah. Good old protein ball. Yeah. We like one of those.
Yeah, they are addictive. Because the last show, when he was on the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, I had about 8 of these. And then I went home and I had another package and my new husband was trying to snaffle them. But we had a fight.
Yeah, we do have people turn up to our kitchen sort of all hours, unsociable hours, demanding protein balls.
Demanding protein. I need protein balls and I need them now.
They
are very tasty, I must admit. Yeah, they are very nice.
And just to tell you,
last time I saw Josh as well, he made me an incredibly nice chicken meal as well, which I consumed. And I did photograph a couple of them and put them on Twitter, but I meant to do more, but I got obsessed with eating it, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying these, Josh.
Well, go on, go for one.
Now. Don't hold
go
back.
Go for one.
Well, I don't normally like to eat when I'm speaking because I have a tendency to cough. So
yeah.
I'm not going to do
that
today.
Well, I'm very similar on that. I have strict rules about especially with little bits of coconut.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't want to do that. What's that Heine thing? The way you
Heinlich manoeuvre.
We wouldn't do that.
Might go viral, though.
Yeah.
The Heinlich manoeuvre on Christopher Pollard.
Yeah.
That would be a first.
Moving on. It's going well, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah. It certainly is. Yeah, I think we've quit now. Cool. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsors, who's the lovely folks at Oasis, that's Operational Accounting Systems, software providers from Y, just outside Canterbury. Thank you for supporting our show.
Why?
Because they want to.
Okay.
Cool.
I like what you did there.
Yeah. So that's Oasis. You can follow them on the Twitter, O_A_SYS. Give them a follow on the Twitter. They are suppliers of integrated systems for managing your business. So do check them out. And thank you so much for sponsoring today's show. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker.
And please tweet in to the guests if you have any questions. So Chris is at @ChrisJ_Pollard, P for Peter, OLLARD. And Joshua is IBZ Fitness Food.
Now, you let me down there.
Why?
Well, you normally do your own phonetic alphabet with that. It's normally P for pterodactyl or something.
I've still never learned it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I like to bamboozle people.
Yeah.
That isn't one of them.
Yeah. Cool. So do tweet us in. We've had quite a few tweets. We've got some emails to read. We've got two fantastic guests to talk to. And thank you for sharing some time with us and listening to us on the Business Bunker Show. So what you got, Jules?
Well, I was just going to say, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because our guest today... It's like the programme's gone from Scoff and Quaff. We had Graham Greene, Australia. And then we've had Josh, who started off in Ibiza 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We've got Chris, who's going to talk about the Isle of Romney Marsh.
Right.
You know,
well, it's not an island, is it?
I know.
It's a marsh.
It could be.
Yeah.
A little marsh.
But Chris has a big background in the Far East as well, though, do you not?
Yeah.
Yes,
young man.
Yeah, I did spend many years out there, going between the UK and the Far East from about the early 90s through in 2003, and then of course lived around Turkey. Well, lived in Turkey.
Well, you are practically Turkish, really, now, aren't you?
Well, I have a good understanding of the Turkish language and of course their culture, which is Eastern culture. It's a culture I love.
We have a good old chimwag with Mustafa at Oscar's restaurant,
yes,
don't
course,
we not, in Tenterton? Yeah.
But it did change my approach to life in so many ways when I started going to the Far East, because I learned the important point, which I think is so important in business nowadays, and that's listening. I had to listen and understand why, for example, a Korean was writing to me in the way he did, via email, or speaking to me. And instead of responding in the Western way, which sometimes, in my opinion, can be a little bit arrogant, I want my way, you do it my way, I had to listen. And in order to be successful in business out there, once I learned that, I became successful because I could communicate in their language. Now, I'm not talking about communicating in Korean itself, because they spoke very good English, but they have a culture. Mm. And I believe it is so important that if you're going to go somewhere and you're going to work, you learn that culture. Mm. And the lesson for me in business was very simple. There's always a reason behind something that someone says to you. It's what you see in front of you is not necessarily the problem or why they want to get a point across to you. So it's asking the questions and listening. A conversation Paul and I have had many times.
I think the cultures are very different. And I know that Josh in Ibiza has had huge cultural differences with the timekeeping, setting up a business in Spain.
Yeah. Bit of manana, right?
Everything is manana.
Yeah.
There was some real big crisis. Can you remember what I'm talking about?
Which one? Hundreds, yeah. you just have to dash to one place to get one item and then forget it. Be shut for 3-4 hours, come back at after 5 or come back tomorrow.
You're lucky it was just 3 or 4 hours. It's not a siesta or a fiesta.
Yeah, we got a swimming pool outside our cafe there and we waited, I think, 6 weeks to get that filled up. Every week it was going to, they came around, looked at it, scratched it a bit, looked at it again, walked off, and just, next week.
And it was the summer season, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. This was deep into summer. This was like middle of June.
So did you find this in all areas of business that they were like this? Or is it just certain? For example, if I use Turkey as an example, their banking system is excellent.
Really?
First class, absolutely, way ahead of what we've had over here
got
over here.
Well, our banks are closed.
Well, exactly, but that you see the ATMs over there, you can do your banking on an ATM. So sort of 10 years ago, if people didn't have a computer, which many of them didn't have, they could go to an ATM, they could pay bills, they could transfer money, they didn't have to go into the bank, and they can still do that to this day. Mm-hmm. But so they have a very efficient banking system. But then there are less areas where there are other areas, rather, where they're just more sort of, I suppose, manana-ish in many ways.
Yeah.
But what I learned there very quickly is when someone says to you, no problem, it's a problem.
And I think from my experience of living in Spain, they love paperwork. It's quite old-fashioned. They love the, you know, the paperwork.
But that's all part of that same culture of putting things off.
Yeah.
If they can make you go away and fill out some paper, then they'll do it because it just puts you off and it puts it off what they're trying to do. Mm. You find that creeping in over here now that you have to fill in paperwork or online forms for everything, and it's all designed just to slow the process down.
It's like an initiation. Do you really want to get this done? Because if you do, you've got all these forms to fill out first. Yeah. Even the petrol stations there, to go in there and fill up your tank, you've got to go inside first. Yeah. Check in with them, give them your card or a passport, then back out, fill up, and then go back in for the transaction.
Hmm.
Perhaps some would say justifying their position.
Yeah, exactly.
But why I was going on about islands, yes, Romney Marsh is not an island, it's a marsh, but Josh is now situated in Thanet, the island.
Which is an island.
The glorious Isle of Thanet, near Manston, with his professional kitchen. So, Paul, it's your interview. I don't wish to butt in, but do...
It's only been 15 minutes, Jules. I mean, you know, feel free. All I did was ask you to read an email.
I'm finding it a bit echoey, actually.
Yeah, me too. That's because you keep moving your head.
Is it?
Yeah, you need to lift the microphone up a bit and talk into it.
I thought you were saying everything twice.
So, international... Do you want me to read this?
Yeah, I asked you 15 minutes ago.
If I sound like I'm lisping, it's because my microwave is a bit...
No, that's perfect now. No, that's perfect now. Now you stop bobbing around.
Hello. I am a Gemini, darling.
Yeah, you're two-faced. Yeah,
very
yeah.
Very hard to keep a Gemini down.
Easy.
I know. He doesn't change, does he, Chris? Do you remember the days in Romney Marsh?
I do, actually. They were great days in Dimchurch.
He used to give me hell, though, didn't he?
Do you know what?
They were good fun.
I'm going to have to extend the show for 3 hours, otherwise we're never going to get this email.
True.
Okay. International Women's
Day. No, we've got no time left now, so thanks for that. But
news and the weather.
Let's have a protein ball.
Yeah.
Friday the 8th of March, it's at 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Port Lim...
What is?
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Okay.
It's at the Port Lim. I never know how to say that. Lim?
Yeah, Port Lim.
Yeah, or Limp.
You know, Port
depends,
Lim.
Depends how you walk. Hotel and Reserve in Hythe in Kent. The date is Friday the 8th of March. And it's for the International Women's Day event, which I actually said at the beginning, but you weren't listening.
Oh, right.
The Aspinall Foundation and the Butterflies event invites you to join us at the stunning Port Lim Hotel and Reserve in Hythe for an International Women's Day event with a difference. They have a panel of amazing women in business lined up, they say, ready to share their experiences and expertise. Speaking will be Paul Andrews. Oh, no, sorry, got that wrong. Panel members include Jane Michot. Is that how do you say it, Michot?
Say again.
Michot, M-I-C-H-O-T-T-E.
Don't know.
It looks like a little French name. She's the director of fundraising at the Aspinall Foundation. And then Melanie Blythe, who is the global director at Shell. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, the owner of Orchard Employment Law. Frankie, who's the elephant keeper at Howlett's.
That's Frankie Cont.
I want to meet Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few more ladies waiting to confirm, they say. You'll also have a chance to have your say, ask your questions and discuss the topics that matter to you. There'll be an elephant in the room there, I would think. Mm. Of course, a trip to Port Lim wouldn't be complete without experiencing the beauty of Port Lim, meeting the animals and finding out more about the amazing work carried out by the Aspinall Foundation. And they'll be going on a safari through the African and the Asian experience to discover more. All this, plus some fun networking activities, a scrumptious lunch, and the chance to inspire and learn from other women in business. Tickets are just £45 for the full day, all the activities and the luncheon, and all profits will be donated to the Aspinall Foundation. There's an early bird special, so only £39, until the 16th of February. To find out more and book, go to butterfliesevents.co.uk with a little / IWD event. That's butterfliesevents.co.uk / IWD event.
Cool. Thank you for
and
that.
A reminder of the date. It's Friday the 8th of March. That's a long one. I've got jawache now.
It's got what?
I've got jawache. It's quite a long one, that one.
Was it? Well, you've been talking for 20 minutes.
I think I'm eating a lot as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, There's also a Marsh networking over coffee.
Are you going to, now you started, you're going to keep going until you're finished?
I've got the taste for it now.
Okay.
This is the lovely T.D. Botty, who we know well. In fact, Chris and I were just talking about him.
Yeah.
Terry Botty. So he has the famous Marsh networking over coffee, which is on Wednesday, the 6th of February. That's manana at 10 a.m. And it's at the St. Port's Arms, New Romney. And he's telling you to book at eventbrite.co.uk, the little slash E, little slash Marsh hyphen networking over coffee, February. I think it's easier to go on channelradio.co.uk and go on events, and you'll find there. You can book.
If you go, the best place is to go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh.
Even better.
And all of the dates are there, and there's links on all of there so that you can go through and book your place.
And if you want to follow Terry, it's at TD Botty, B-O-T-T-Y. I said that without even a snicker.
You didn't even giggle, did
without
you?
A snigger.
You didn't sneer or snuff or giggle or anything. It's TD Botty.
Just a professional, yeah. Darling.
It's a great little meeting, that.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is. I mean, Terry's done a great job in the last, I would think it's about a year now. And it's just wonderful to see some networking down there because there's this strange thing about the Marsh. It's like... You called it an island. It's not a physical island, but it's almost like, you know, even talking to Marsh dwellers, it's like you need a passport when you come down from Ashford and you come down to the Shell garage and you can go right to Appledore or straight on to Rye. But if you turn left, you need to, you know, there's a border there. But he's done a great job with the Romney Marsh Networking Group.
Well done, Terry.
And he's also an absolute pleasure to work with because he's now our new chairman at the Romney Resource Centre. And he and I are working very, very closely, and I'll tell you more about that later. But he's a good man, and he's a pleasure to work with.
The Marsh is a strange area, actually, because it didn't exist until the 12th century.
What happened then?
Overnight, there was a mini hurricane, and the hurricane shoved up a huge gravel sandbank, a gravel bank, and the water drained out. And while it was drained out, everyone went, "Whoo! If we make that permanent, we can recover the land." And that's what they did.
Is that so, in the 12th century?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's a little hive of history,
isn't he,
Paul Andrews? Yeah.
Isn't he just?
He's like a... I was liking him, talking of the Port Lim, like a little elephant memory.
Yeah.
He can remember absolutely everything from...
Ashford's answer to Blackadder.
Yeah. Cunning. Yeah. Another cunning plan from Baldrick. Yeah.
But without those frilly knickers. Didn't he? Was he the one that wore those white things?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens of Care in Kent, and she says, can I have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Because I love the Business Bunker more than Dancing on Ice.
We could probably do both.
Yeah, we could do a Gemma Collins face plant as well, couldn't we? I'm sure we could do that.
She can't have referred to that episode particularly.
I've never watched Dancing on Ice. I've gone a bit quiet.
I haven't. Yeah. I haven't either, really. Yeah. To be honest,
have you, Josh?
Just that one where Jim and Collins went over.
You see, tell me that you're really busy and you can't possibly.
We always have the radio on, and they speak about it all day on the radio.
Absolutely.
Do you not have channel radio on?
Yes,
it's the correct answer.
Yeah. All the chefs will be listening now.
Exactly. Well, talking of chefs, I've also had a tweet from Harry Covert. And he says, could you give a shout out for our event coming up, please? It's for Yielding CPS. That's a Twitter handle, Yielding CPS. And that's Yielding Church Preservation Society. And they're a registered charity. And they have a dinner with a hashtag of Take Six Chefs. And basically what it is there's six chefs, and I'll tell you who they are in a minute. And they're producing a six course meal, all in aid of the Yielding Church Preservation Society. The tickets go on sale as of the 1st of March, and the dinner is actually on the 23rd of May, and it's £95 per person. The dinner is taking place at the Oaks Restaurant, which is at Mid-Kent College, and that's on the Oakwood Maidstone campus. And the chefs that are taking part are Ian Samuels, Peter Pickering, Vizen Anenden.
Chef Vizen, amazing.
Yeah, Will Devlin, brilliant.
My favourite, of course.
Petrus Madutele.
Fabulous little South African man.
And Jonathan Dedis.
Amazing. Brilliant.
They're all fantastic people. They're all very well-known MasterChef professionals. And this dinner is taking place on the 23rd of May. You can book your tickets from the 1st of March. And in order to do that, you need to go to www.ycps.org.uk. That's ycps.org.uk.
May 23rd.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yep, absolutely.
You can book today. There's a Grow conference, and that is an actual hashtag if you're looking on Twitter. Book today on the amazing hashtag Grow conference, which is this March, and take away valuable techniques to make your business grow. And it's at the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel. It's in association with West Kent Partnership. As I said, it's on the in March on the 22nd. And you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk /category/business-events to book and find out more.
Fantastic. Do you know what? I think we're going to play some tunage.
Oh, are we? Tunage? Okay. Yeah. What's going to have?
Well, what do you reckon?
Something kinky. Ah, he's a follower of fashion. That's Chris Pollard.
Yes, it is.
And Josh.
It's just for Chris. But never swear.
It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon panties right up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is. And that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth, he is as fickle as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 on Tuesday the 5th of February with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the lovely Jill Serkin.
Been quite pleasant today, isn't he, Chris?
Yes, he is, actually, but he normally is, isn't he?
Well, he has his moments, I think.
Don't we all?
Yes, we do. Let's talk about...
Can you stop bobbing your head around?
It's not. It's just normal. I'm just looking at Chris.
See, that's better. You need to get closer to the mic and stop bobbing about.
Fine.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Now stay there. Don't move. Good. What were you saying about Chris?
No, nothing. I wasn't saying anything. I'm just too busy trying not to bob about now.
That's brilliant. You sound brilliant now. I've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, and she's saying she's in the final preparations now for her Learn to Love event. It's Learn to Love Yourself and Others, and it's taking place this Saturday at the St George Hotel over there in Chatham. She says there's only a couple of places left, so if you want to book on it, DM her. I'll give you her Twitter handle in a minute. If you're interested in this workshop where we explore what you need to feel loved, valued and respected in relationships, or you can visit the Eventbrite page. But if you want to DM Tracy for a last-minute booking on it on Learn to Love, then her Twitter handle is Tazi64, T-A-Z-I-64. Do give her a follow. The workshop is absolutely brilliant. I've seen Tracy deliver workshops based on increasing your own self-worth and your own self-value and your own self-esteem, and they are absolutely superb, and I do highly recommend it. Do check that out.
I'm just going to ask Chrissy, I know you're not going to be on the moment. Do you mind videoing Joshy, because I'm too close?
Right.
As you can sit where you are. You just have to press the go live. Thank you. It's on my Twitter feed. And then I'll be videoing you, but I won't be too near you, Chris.
Have you quite finished bobbing about again?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what then. Shall we introduce our guest?
Yes, you do.
Shall I do that?
Yeah.
Because you don't know who it is,
well,
do you?
No, I've never met him before. No. I'm going to have a protein bar.
I knew you were. I knew you were going to start stuffing your face as soon as I started talking to him. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Josh Robson of Ibiza Fitness Food onto the Business Bunker Show. Josh, welcome.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you. We've kind of made a few references to Ibiza and some of the things you're doing, but let's start at the beginning, because when I first met you a few years ago, you were a bank manager.
A long time ago.
Yeah, in one of the big five banks. And all of a sudden, you're not anymore.
Yeah.
So take us through the early part of that journey. What took you from being a bank manager to Ibiza?
Yeah, so after about 10 years of selling things that people might not have been desperate for, thought we'd give it a go.
That's a great way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah, we thought we'd give it a try the other way and give people what they wanted, right. Nice, healthy food, delivered quickly.
Right. Okay. So why Ibiza?
So that was just a place that I'd been going to regularly for the last 10 years, really.
It was that part of the clubbing scene, and was that what it was?
Yeah, the weather, the clubbing, beaches, parties.
A lot of people don't appreciate this. I mean, Ibiza has a lot more going for it than just the club scene.
Yeah, that's about 5 to 10% of it is the clubbing.
Yeah.
The rest of it is really beautiful island, loads of beaches, really natural. They're really good at conserving the island. You don't have to build high rises and the rest of it. It's a really beautiful place.
Mm. Okay. So you took yourself to Ibiza.
Yeah.
When you went there, did you go there with this food idea in your head?
Not at all, no.
Right.
No. At that time, after a long time just being, you know, 9 to 5, wage slave for 10 years, I had just a clear head and went out there just for a bit of a gap, really, just a summer off, really.
Yeah.
And it was only then when I noticed there was a lot of people out there, body conscious, into the gym, into health and fitness, and a lot of those people were also busy people. So, you know, owning their own business or DJs or, you know, in really high stress, you know, long hour jobs. It's an island that never sleeps, especially in summer.
Yep. You wouldn't imagine that, would you? High stress in Ibiza. So this is a business owner.
Yeah, so you got, it's a direct contrast. People go there to de-stress, but the people there to help you de-stress are stressed. It's flat out, crazy hours. It never really stops. People are landing on aeroplanes from 2 a.m. in the morning, the rest of it.
Sure.
So I noticed that a lot of people were spending a lot of money trying to eat healthily by just almost going to cafes and restaurants each time they wanted to eat, which, of course, even for you know, the top of the top, that's still quite an expensive and time-consuming task.
And also, and I think this is still true, and this is where Ibiza Fitness Food really starts to fill a gap, there still isn't that many places where you can eat healthily on the move.
Yeah.
You might, you know, there's restaurants about that have healthy food and stuff like that. Not huge amounts of them, but there are. But most of us are busy, and most of us during a working week tend to eat on the hoof.
Yeah.
Which is why you end up in McDonald's or KFC
or a sandwich.
Yeah. Because there isn't anything else, you know.
Look at the meal deals you get in shops. It's a sandwich
and Mars bar and a can of Coke.
A packet of crisps.
Yeah. Exactly. So that was the inspiration for what you did. Tell us how you got it started, and then we'll move on to what you're actually doing, and now that you're back here and how you're doing it. Yeah.
So it started really small scale. It was me with a network of people that I knew who went to the same gym as I did.
Right.
And just saying to them, look, I'm going to start producing the meals that I've always had for myself. People were often asking me on Facebook what to eat to get in shape, how to lose body fat, what's the best thing to do in the gym, et cetera, et cetera.
Because you're a bit of a gym bunny, yeah?
Yeah, I've always been into the gym, for the last 10 years. So after a while, people were asking me what to eat and when to eat. I thought rather than keep just messaging people for free all the time on Facebook and giving the advice, I would produce the food myself and then obviously supply that to them. And that's how it started. We had a little phone in the office, and we started from a small, very small kitchen. And within a couple of weeks, the phone was ringing off the hook, and we thought, right, we better get chefs in and take it to the next step.
Right. And with food production, that's hard, isn't it? That's taking it from conceptually your kitchen table to a commercial operation is always a massive step and very difficult. How did you find it? How did you deal with that, Josh?
Yeah, luckily I didn't know how much work it was before I started.
It always helps, doesn't it?
That's the only way it would have happened. If someone had told me exactly what was involved and laid it all out, maybe I'd have been, it's a huge task. But now, of course, never look back.
So you come back to the UK.
The same thing. Where the business grew so quickly on Instagram. So we had the luck that a lot of people were flying in from all these sort of exotic places, Dubai, Australia, America, and having the food. As soon as they arrived, we're the only one on the island.
Yeah.
Then, of course, from their Instagram, that spread.
Right.
And people back in Kent who knew me were saying, look, I've seen all this food that you're putting on Instagram. Why can't we get that? I would buy that. If you can make that in Kent, we'll buy it week on week out. That's how it started.
Absolutely. So you now have a commercial kitchen in Thanet.
That
was a bit of a story, wasn't it?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
Don't steal his thunder.
No, well, go on. You can ask him then.
No. I do. I'm upset now. I'm embarrassed now.
You're embarrassed? Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. I'm happy now.
I take over and chair this conversation.
I didn't know how much you knew of the story.
Well, no, I'm just about to find out. Yeah. I have heard some of
I'll have another protein ball.
That's a good idea. You stuff your face when I talk to Josh about his journey so that the listener can hear.
You are on a diet after all.
Yeah, I am. But I am going to have one of the protein balls in a moment. Yeah.
We found the word diet, remember, guys?
Yeah. It's healthy eating.
It really is because people just immediately think they've got to cut back on their food, but of course it's a diet for living.
That's absolutely true. There is no such thing as a diet. You can't just diet for a little while and then go back to what you were doing because, you know, you just yo-yo, which is what I do.
Yeah.
It's about being able to eat healthily, and that's the whole point of the food that you're producing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not for a diet, it's for a lifestyle. It's
sustainable, you can live off it, and most of our customers do. They order it. We supply breakfast, lunch and dinner every day to the same people for 6 days a week.
So talk us through the food at the moment. So how do you produce it? What do you produce? And on what basis do people consume it?
So nowadays we've got a really nice commercial kitchen in Thanet, which we work really hard on to get. And that's running 7 days a week now. And we have two major cook days. We send out the food twice a week to our customers.
Right.
So as a customer, you will receive your food every Sunday evening and on a Wednesday evening, ready for the rest of the week.
Okay, so on a Sunday, you get Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday meals, and then on a Wednesday, you get Thursday,
Friday.
Just as
you get into your last meal on Wednesday, boom, it turns up again.
It turns up, cool. Yeah.
So you've always got a fridge full of really healthy food, ready to eat. You can either, they're ready to eat cold or you can reheat. So it's perfect, like you said, on the go.
Yeah.
It can be in the car with you. You can take it to work. It can be on your desk, anywhere you need it, gyms.
Yep.
It's just ready to go.
Well, the last time I saw you, you gave me a chicken meal, chicken and vegetables, and I was going to take it home and heat it up and eat it. It never got that far because I actually sat and ate it in the car and it was wonderful.
There you go. That's perfect.
And that's absolutely perfect, isn't it? Because that's exactly the point, is that, you know, the difficulty for most of us is the lack of availability of healthy food when we need it in a consumable way. You know, that's why we eat too much bread, because, you know, so many things comes in a sandwich.
Everyone has the best intentions. You wake up, then your daily routine takes over. You're dashing from a meeting to the next place to this. You know, you've got a phone call and emails. Yeah. And as soon as you get hungry, all the willpower goes out the window. If you've got it, if you've got the healthy food right near you, then it's easier than going to the petrol station or going to McDonald's. But it's when you don't have it prepared and you're left hungry in the car or dashing between meetings, you're going to slip up and eat something that's not going to help you.
Absolutely. So you're producing pre-produced meals for people from a fairly extensive menu of different things.
Yeah, really extensive. Compared to the majority of the our competitors, we let our customers choose the meals all the way down to even the garnish, you know, down to chilies, spring onions, and really finite details. And the customers can also mix it up, so you can have a different delivery on a Sunday to a Wednesday. If you want to change a meal up, you can move things around. It's really interchangeable.
Let me just read some of the stuff off the menu here, just to give you the listeners a flavour of the wide range of things. There's jerk chicken, there's chili con carne, there's pulled pork, there's lentil curry, there's boneless thighs. That's me. Yeah. Or is that Chris? The IFF burger?
IFF burger. I mean, fitness food. That's it.
IFE. I thought it was an iffy burger.
That's our flagship product.
Hummus and pita, chicken chowder, and then there's loads of homemade slaw, broccoli, I can't even say that, sriracha sauce.
Sriracha, yeah.
What's that?
Really nice hot sauce. It's a hot chili sauce.
Oh, is it?
Really nice.
Oh, I need some of that.
Yeah, we've got loads of homemade sauces. The chefs, they're all listening now. Ed and Carl, well done, boys.
Hello.
They're always working really hard in the kitchen. They do all the sauces from scratch. So even like the jerk and the sweet barbecue, it's all done from the ground up. Mm. And, of course, why they're important is so that you can eat chicken and broccoli and rice. You've got the sauce, especially as it's healthy, it really makes it easier to eat.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's a whole range of wraps, chicken, veggie, pulled pork, the ubiquitous protein balls and protein pancakes and apple crumble.
Yeah, the protein pancakes, again, totally wheat-free, gluten-free. They're made just from eggs and banana. Really, really high quality.
I can't believe you haven't brought a curry in today. Yeah. I mean, we have all this beautiful food here.
Next time, put your orders in and I'll race it over. Wait till you try them first, though. That's number one seller.
They are addictive. They are
Looks delicious. Yeah. It really does.
Next time, we'll have to do the radio show live from the kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's one thing I've left off here. And I've left it off for a reason, because I want to mention it. Because when I talked to you once before, you gave me chapter and verse on this, and I want you to do that again, Josh. And there's a starter, which is loaded sweet potato wedges.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a thing about sweet potato, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about sweet potato, mate.
Sweet potato is just the best thing ever, ever created. If you're looking to stay in shape but not feel, low energy, sweet potato is going to be your best friend, because you, for every 100 grams of it that you consume, it's only around 20 grams of that is actually carbs that your body will take from that. So really filling. It's low glycemic, which means the energy it releases is slow and controlled, rather than just having a sugar rush and a quick hit and then being hungry again. You'll find that you have energy for longer, you stay full up for longer, and it tastes really nice.
It's like, a really nice taste, isn't it?
What's the catch?
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. So I need to eat one of these protein balls now.
Live on air.
Yeah, live on air. I need to eat one of those. So while I'm doing that, I can't talk. So Jules is going to have to take over the questioning.
Well, I was going to say the interesting thing that I know you have a few celebrities now, but are we allowed to mention anybody's name or not?
No, I've told you to keep my name out of the press.
A few celebrities. Well,
data protection, of course,
Mr.
is always.
Andrews. Yeah. He's just about to have his first bite.
Here I am. I'm going in with a protein ball.
Yeah.
Talk us through.
Just here.
He's like your top model, isn't he? He's being videoed.
Yeah. That is wonderful.
What's it taste of?
That is absolutely
What's
wonderful.
What's it taste of?
It's got a fruity, nutty taste. And, of course, it's got coconut on the outside.
Yeah.
It's got a fruity, nutty taste. It's very moist. Can we say moist on the radio?
Yeah, now and then.
It's very moist, but it's also got a chewiness to it as well.
Yeah, that's what I
imagine. Imagine a really healthy flapjack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's that kind of consistency.
Full of fruit, full of flavour.
Mm. Yeah. And what is in it, or can't you tell us?
We can't tell you the total one because we've had customers trying to make them at home.
Yeah, I've actually thought of that. And I thought, oh, no, I just phoned Josh.
Yeah, no, okay. But it's a mixture of, you've got dates in there, almonds, peanut butter, coconut.
Mm. Wonderful. Absolutely delicious.
It does really, really tasty. Keep you full. It really does. What I was going to say about the kitchen, because Josh had to jump through hoops to get that kitchen set up. As the orders were coming in thick and fast, he had nowhere to actually do the orders.
Yeah.
You couldn't find a professional kitchen.
There was literally some times where we had the opposite problems to most start businesses. We had customers but no shop. It was a totally upside down. Yeah. And often, sometimes, we had orders and customers sending us money for their orders, and we're thinking, we're not actually sure where we're going to be producing that yet. Right. This is obviously
It just grew so quickly.
Mm.
But it is a general problem. It's a general problem in this country at the moment in terms of commercial premises, because everything commercial is being snapped up and turned into flats. And we never had enough commercial premises in the first place. But it's also the right type of commercial premises in the right kind of place as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you've now finally sourced something.
Yep.
And you're out on the Isle of Thanet. Whereabouts are you?
Yeah, we're lucky enough to have got a last-minute deal from someone else on the Manston Business Park.
Right.
Which is right near the old Manston Airport.
Mm.
Really nice, brand-new units. They're literally 3 or 4 years old.
Mm.
And it's in a really nice business park with lots of other businesses right around us as well.
Right, okay.
So we're sending food from there. We've got a large unit, so we can produce a high volume and send it all over the UK from there.
Right.
As well as catering for all the local businesses and local residents in our area as well.
So you're delivering UK-wide now, nationally?
Nationwide, yeah.
How are you doing that?
So we use a refrigeration service with our courier. So we've got a deal with them because we're sending X amount per week.
Okay.
They know that they can work with us on that.
Yep.
And so right now, as we speak, the boys are in the kitchen producing food that will be sent off as far as Liverpool.
Mm. Wales.
We've got some Wales, London, Essex.
Mm. Just moving away from the food slightly, onto the business side of it. It strikes me that you've been on a journey here, like a lot of entrepreneurs that start businesses. You've obviously had a learning cycle that's had to get you up. Give us some feels for some of the challenges that you face through doing this.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey. One, as I said, if someone had told me exactly how hard it would have been at the beginning, you'd probably give up before you started.
Mm.
Once you're in it, and the team are around you and people are relying on you and you believe in it and you know you've just got to keep going no matter how hard it is. But yeah, we've had nearly every single type of hurdle you can imagine. Mm. We've faced it and somehow got over it and continued.
Mm.
Everything from at the first mission, we were renting kitchens for the day. So you can imagine that. You've got 400, 500, sometimes 600 meals to make, all specific for specific customers, in a kitchen that you're not allowed into until 9 a.m. And the first hour is just unpacking your equipment.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's someone watching you and waiting to sign paperwork to hand it back over at the end.
Mm.
Really, any chefs listening would tell you that, you know, to start up, unpack, cook, pack, and then clean down and get out before a certain time is just...
It's hard, yeah.
You know, it was... But we've had everything like that you can imagine, really.
Mm.
But you're doing it, and in years to come, I don't know what you both feel, you will have the opportunity to mentor people through what, as Paul quite rightly said, is a challenging time. It's getting over those hurdles, but you're getting over them.
Yeah.
There's always a way through. If you want to succeed, you will find a way.
Definitely,
and that's
100%.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
And I hope you will have the opportunity in years to come to talk about this to younger people and inspire them.
Yeah, if anyone's ever stuck in any sort of problems, we've pretty much faced all of them in like 3 years. So,
I've got some tweets coming in here. And Amanda said, I want one. I just want one.
Hang on, but, Amanda, didn't you get any last on the software? Did he snaffle them all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Now, you won't like this question, because I know you won't like this question, but it's one that lots of people are asking, which is how many calories are in a ball? Josh doesn't like calories.
My favourite question.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a sort of a competition in the kitchen, and you can imagine we're getting influx of all different types of queries from all over the country.
Yeah.
People asking all different types of questions, and that one always comes up, and I hate to say it, that the people, when people ask that straight away, they're normally the ones who quit within a week or half a week. Yeah. I hate to say it, but
yeah. Well, why is that?
Because
who are these people? That quit?
I heard it on your, I heard it on the last show.
Mm.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know who it was who was saying it, but in whether it's in business, in your social life, family life, or again in the fitness and the gym, don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm.
If you're looking at that, it's almost like what we were saying about in Spain with the paperwork. You're looking for a reason to be, oh, no, that won't work. The main thing is to start eating on something that you, not a crazy fad diet, real food with only natural sugar involved, and eat it consistently. Of course, you're still going to go out with your family and friends and socialise and slip up on a cheat meal. That's fine. But it's predominantly about eating consistently and regularly. But I'll answer the question. On these ones, a pack of four, if you eat all four, you've got 340 calories. They've got 12 grams of protein, 25 grams of carbs, and 10 grams of fat.
Right.
And fat is what keeps you full for longer.
So,
I've lost 3 stone by eating full fat.
The reason it does that is your body needs natural fat. And by feeding yourself fat, your body doesn't then hold on to other bad fats. It's really important. And it also, eating fat kills cravings. Mm. Really does kill cravings.
But without being rude to Paul, I've seen you over many years, darling Paul, on different diets. And, you know, he'll come in and he's really like, he's like Eeyore, and he goes, oh, I've had a celery stick and a carrot today. And he's all weak and wan.
So everyone does. And that's because, wrong. I'll tell you why that is. It's because magazines, blogs and the rest of it, unfortunately for them, one plan isn't good for them, because they can't write about one plan every week.
Yeah.
They need you to buy the next magazine or log on to the Twitter or listen in for the new diet of that week, or the James Bond diet, or this diet, or that's what they need. They need it to sell whatever it is, magazines or newspapers or...
But this is real food. That's why I loved it.
It's real food. If anyone looks down the menu and the list... we're not making you eat sort of just dried chia seeds or just all these crazy diets that you see. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
It's the same food that you would normally eat, but we just make intelligent swaps from what you're eating now to make sure that you're not slowing your progress down.
Yeah.
I actually buy it for when I travel. I take it to the airport with me because when I go to Heathrow or Gatwick, it's all rubbish that I can't eat and my autoimmune. Mm. You know about my thyroid, darling, don't you?
No, you've never mentioned it, Jules. You'll have to tell us sometime about your thyroid.
On my autoimmune diet, which has been great for me, there's nothing I can eat in airports. It's all wraps and, bread and things like that. And everything's got breadcrumbs on. So I take it with me. It's great. Just eat it in the airport, eat it on the plane.
There's something I had the other day, and I saw it on a menu, and I thought, do you know what? That sounds really healthy. I can eat that. And then they delivered it, and it had been bloody fried in batter. And I can't even remember what it was.
Was it a Mars bar?
No. But it was something that it didn't say it was tempura or fried or anything. It was like broccoli stalks or something.
Yeah.
But when it came, it was completely smothered in batter.
But this is one of the problems in so many restaurants. They'll tell you the key ingredients, but then if someone's got a nut allergy, they don't necessarily mention it. My wife has these, she can't eat onion, garlic, dill, anything to do with that family, peppers, cucumbers.
So that's
things
the
like
allium
that.
Family.
Possibly.
And, allium would be.
But they don't necessarily mention these in there.
No.
Mm. I had a question for you as well. If someone wants to order these, can they order one?
Great question. So at the moment in the UK, we're on Just Eat for hot takeaways. So we're the first in the whole area doing healthy food, but on a takeaway basis. Like you'd ring up a Chinese or an Indian, we're now on that list.
Mm.
So that's a minimum order of just $14.99.
So, but is that, sorry, is to interrupt, is that Justin Thanet for
That's Justin Thanet.
For the takeaways.
For the takeaways, yes. The meal prep, our minimum package is $49.99. And that gets delivery to your home, wherever that might be nationwide.
Is that a week's food?
That's 9 meals. So some people, that will last them Monday to Friday for their whole week at work.
One day.
But less than £5 a meal.
Yeah.
And it's delivered to you for free.
Yeah. So
you're only currently in Thanet at the moment.
No, no, that's for the hot takeaways. But we're delivering meal prep all over the country. Anywhere in the UK, we can deliver to you.
Including, I mean, he's right out in Wales, aren't you?
Yeah, Liverpool, Wales, London, Essex,
even Romney Marsh.
Will you look to franchise this?
We are looking to...
Great concept.
Thank you. Yeah, we've had a few people, someone in Essex, someone in Hertfordshire, and actually a guy in Dubai who wants to, rather than set up his own concept, he just wants to open an Ibiza Fitness Foods straight away with the same brand, same everything, same menu.
I'm sure you agree, Paul, Jules, this is franchisable. This is a brilliant concept.
Yeah.
And I think, you've done all the hard work now. Now's the time, to grow it.
Anyone who opened, if we just focus on the meal prep, we're doing all over the UK anyway. But if someone was to open just a small delivery pod in any major city in the UK, and went onto the normal delivery channels, just the Deliveroo, the first week would be, turnover, it'd be a turnover of 2,000 the first week.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, what was that film about the McDonald's that Sydney told us about? The story of McDonald's and how...
Ray Kroc,
It's called The Founder, a really good documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, it's Ray Kroc. Yeah.
And how he was playing with the burgers, wasn't he? And the guy got really upset and he said, there's lettuce in this or something like that. So how do you, if you franchise, Chris, how does Josh keep hold of that whole
That's the fun bit. That's when, rather than me having to do all the work at the moment, I can then just go round to all the restaurants and be like just, looking at every little bit of the process and marking them down.
In answer to your question, where a lot of businesses fall down, they grow too quickly. Look at Patisserie Valerie. They're opening far too many. To me, it's about ensuring that, not getting greedy.
Yeah.
Why did you start the business? It's keeping those core beliefs and ensuring that the people who you start to work with who franchise have those core beliefs.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then don't take them on.
Absolutely.
And having listened to you to what you're saying, I believe that's the way you will grow the business. And I honestly believe that this is a business that you could grow globally.
Yeah.
But at a pace.
That's the plan.
Just gently, slowly, so that. Yeah. If you go into other countries, you make sure that whoever is the first person there, they have your passion and your wish to do things exactly the way you do them. And if they don't, you give them one chance. And if they do it wrong, they're out.
The chefs are already, they'll be listening now laughing. They'll already tell you that's what we're like because I drive them mad that sometimes they've had to do things four times over just to get it absolutely right and obviously to fit what we're selling.
And what I also love is, Josh's, you won't mind me saying, the graphic design, our friend Ken Lloyd.
Ken Lloyd did,
based in Herne. And also the website was a Kentish website. So, I love the fact that you're using local.
Have you tried a protein ball yet, Chris?
No, I haven't because
his hands are full because he's filming.
He wants to start a franchise.
If anybody's watching this live, I am the person who's holding the phone.
Jules' phone. Because I'm far too near and he'll say I've got his profile. He won't like it.
We're going to have to join the newsroom in a moment. So what's going to happen is Chris is going to hand your phone back and then you can film Chris eating a protein ball while I find out from Josh how people can find out more about getting their orders of Ibiza Fitness Food.
Passing phone back.
Top man.
Yeah. So you go for a ball, Chris.
Right.
Josh, if people want to find out, if they want to look at your menu, if they want to find out what you sell, if they want to find out more about your product, or more importantly, if they want to start ordering it, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so for any of those, whether it's a query, just some advice, and you don't want to dive straight in, either way, through the Instagram, which is Ibiza Fitness Foods, and the same thing with the Twitter or WhatsApp or the website, which is ibizafitnessfood.com.
Fantastic. Josh, thank you so much for that.
Delicious.
Chris?
Delicious.
Yep. Oh. They are nice, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You're not having any of those.
No, we did. You've got to keep them close.
Save one for Miriam.
People really fall out over those.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, my new husband and I had a terrible fight over the last one. We really
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, Amanda, you better nip round and get some.
Well, she's asked me to bring one home, but I don't think that's going to make it somehow. I don't know why.
I've had to ask the chefs to hide these from me, even.
Well, the chefs, I've got to tell you, absolutely delicious, and I wish you all really the best of
thank
luck.
You.
Really fantastic.
Top man, thank you very much.
Josh, thank you so much for that. If you want to find out more, ibizafitnessfood.co.uk?
.com.
ibizafitnessfood.com. Check it out. Have a look. Look at the menu. Taste it. That's the thing. That's the thing that makes a difference. Josh, all power to you. Well done. Keep on keeping on, and we wish you much success in the future. But for
thank
the moment,
you
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool. We're almost there in terms of time to go over to the newsroom. I've got just enough time to read you a couple of more tweets. Pecunia 2016 on Twitter has said, Vanillaware, please give a shout out for our amazing new training day created to help SMEs with their cash flow and debt management. They'll leave with great tools to place in their business. So if you want to find out more about managing your cash flow from the lovely folks at Pecunia, do give them a follow on the Twitter, Pecunia 2016. That's Pecunia, Pecunia 2016. And I noticed, Jules, that you've got your own tweet this time from Cars from Kent.
Oh,
it says, hello, Jules and him. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Buy or sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com. And that's from Mitch.
Well, I did answer Mitch.
Did
and
you?
I said, hello, Mitch. What is the car of the week?
Has he come back to you yet?
I don't think so.
But, no, he's not up yet, probably.
He's probably eating protein balls.
He probably is, yeah. Well, he's in Dubai, so he probably is eating protein balls in
Dubai.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's probably opening up an Ibiza Fitness Foods franchise while
absolutely
we
yeah so anyway, we're going to cut over to the newsroom now, the Channel Radio newsroom, and when we come back, we've got another great guest to talk to you.
I'm gonna have a protein ball
on the hour. Channel Radio news update.